And finally this half hour, NPR's Susan Stone has been examining the remarkable climb of the elevator. She sent our Saturday postcard from an exhibit at the National Building Museum.
Without elevators, there would be no skyscrapers, and the modern landscape would be completely different. This simple moving platform has inspired not just architects, but also authors and filmmakers like Woody Allen, who took this elevator to hell.
Floor 5, subway muggers, aggressive panhandlers, and book critics. Floor 6, right-wing extremists, serial killers, lawyers who appear on television. Floor 7, the media.
On the subject of hell, of course, there's elevator music.
Loving an elevator, living it up when I'm going down.
Well, not exactly, but the love tryst is nothing new in elevator lore. Abbott Miller is curator of the National Building Museum's exhibit.
One of the earliest was called a flying chair, and this was purportedly installed at Versailles in 1744, and it was a device that would allow the king to transport his mistress up the outside of the building for a liaison.
The elevator didn't really take off until a century later, when Elisha Otis invented the safety brake, which takes us back to the other elevator music.
In the early years of elevators, there was a great effort made in order to familiarize the environment of the elevator, to make it look more like a room. And elevator music was considered one of the ways to make people more calm, to kind of domesticate the elevator, make it feel less machine-like and more part of everyday landscape.
Some early elevators had paintings, candlesticks, even sofas.
It's an elevator.
It's a wonkavator. An elevator can only go up and down, but the wonkavator can go sideways and slantways and longways and backways and squareways and frontways and any other ways that you can think of.
Once upon a time, there really was a plan for something close to Willy Wonka's wonkavator. It was called Odyssey, and it could go up, down, sideways, and diagonally. It was designed by Otis, still the name in elevators. It didn't fly.
It seems that that premise of going up and down is something that's hard to break.
Susan Stone, NPR News, second floor.
And we're just starting on this subject. In the next half hour, we will take the ultimate elevator ride.